To forget. Why is the music so loud? Take it to the lawn now. Did you think about me if I ever were to find out? Can you ease the pain with drinking all night? Guess you'll never know the answer if you never try. On that Halloween you told me you weren't drinking, I believed you.
Hello, welcome back. This is Julia, and you're listening to Hot Tub Tapes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy Monday, happy almost Halloween. If you could guess from the first song, I will be playing all Halloween music today. It's spooky outside, a little gray. First week, it's kind of starting to get chilly, so I'm in the mood, I'm ready to go. Halloween is my favorite holiday, and I'm so excited that it's coming up. So let's do it. Let's play Halloween music. But growing up, we had like 3 Halloween CDs, and one of them was like instrumental horror movie soundtrack stuff, and then one of them was like a kids bop Halloween situation with like the Monster Mash and stuff. And then the third one was like an 80s Halloween mix with like Werewolf of London and Hungry Like the Wolf and all of that stuff. So that's been burned into my memory forever, and I've decided not to go that route, and instead I'll play some more contemporary stuff. But each song has a Halloween, you know, plug. So listen for it, look for it. Might be in the title, might be in the artist. You'll see. Let's get into it. Next up is Black Magic by Rustin Kelly and some other good stuff along the way.
Halloween is here with me. You left it in this home. Stitches on my body, closets full of bones. blood that won't stop running. Cause this wound won't ever clot, like the ringing in my ears that don't ever seem to stop. I hear voices from the basement, scratching on the roof, seeing visions of you wasted, mumbling to the moon, conjuring some darkness from the shadows in your room, where I sold my hallelujah when I laid my soul in you. Love ain't nothing more than black magic. You better want what you wish for, it might happen.
You just heard Ghost Ride by Crom, a Tufts band. I love them. And before that was Scarecrow by Beck off 2005's Garrow album. And the first song we started off that set with was Black Magic by Rustin Kelly off his EP Halloween. Perfect. One of my favorite artists, and actually almost a year ago today, or a little over a year ago today, I saw him in concert with my parents, who came for Parents Weekend. So he'll always have a special place in my heart. And next up, we've got some Lana Del Rey, and some Bombay Bicycle Club, and some Father John Misty. More Halloween stuff to come.
When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. It's strange, so strange. It's very strange to me.
You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Oh no.
Must be
see. Some other cat looking over, over his shoulder. And he's strange, so strange. He's very strange to me. You've got to pick up every stage. You've got to pick up every stage.
right. We started off that little set with Season of the Witch by Lana Del Rey off of the soundtrack to a Guillermo del Toro horror movie? I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. But the song is great. Movie must be great. And then Ghost by Bombay Bicycle Club. You're seeing the theme, witch, ghost. It's working out so far. And then Hollywood Forever, Cemetery Sings by Father John Misty off Fear Fun, his first Father John Misty album. Joshua Tillman, the man behind that name, was previously the drummer for Fleet Foxes before he moved on and did his own stuff. And he's just a fascinating guy. Any interview with him, you'll see, really, really complicated, but genius. Very interesting. So I would advise to look at some interviews, look at any video of him talking. He's a really, really cool guy. And next up, we'll play some Ryan Adams. But before I do, I think I should, you know, talk about why I love Halloween so much and why this is such a special playlist for me. It's my favorite day of the year. I've always loved Halloween. And growing up, we would spend a whole month decorating the house for Halloween. We were super into it. And we would run a little mini haunted house, and we would do like a witch's brew that we would make and lower candy from the balcony to the trick-or-treaters and do this whole thing, and the whole neighborhood would come. So Halloween is huge, and who doesn't love dressing up? Who doesn't love wearing a costume and eating candy all night? And I'd also love to give a shout-out to a particular house near Davis Square. If you live in the area, you'll know exactly what house I'm talking about that does it almost as well, I think, as my family did it back in the day. So every time I walk by, I say, I'm going to leave them a letter. I'm going to tell them how much I love their house. And I never do, but maybe one day I can be their decorating apprentice. I'm very impressed with that house, so shout out to them. And next will be Ryan Adams, some Phoebe Bridgers, and some Cirque Sly.
My friends all disappear one by one. The cracks in the window and the spiders, they crawl across the lattice from 1924. Life is too sweet, yeah, and life is too short, and there's nowhere to fall. Yeah, and I don't want to live in this haunted house anymore. Across the lattice from 1924, life is too sweet.
hospital. The sirens go all night. I used to joke that if they woke you up, somebody better be dying. Sick of the questions I keep asking you that make you live in the past. But I can count on you to tell me the truth when you've been drinking and you're wearing a mask. Baby, it's Halloween, and we can be anything. Oh, come on. Can be
you go.
Alright, you just heard You Haunt Me by Sir Sly. My dad just texted me and said, I see what you did there. That was clever. So, I thought it was. Thank you, Dad. And I actually met Sir Sly a couple years ago. I was at a record store in San Diego, M Theory Music, with my dad. And we just happened to be there when Sir Sly and Kayflay were doing an event with a local radio station there. And I took a picture with Kayflay. She's so cool. And I've tried to get a job with that radio station every summer, and they've never given me a job, even though I met them and I talked to them and all that. So if you're listening, 91X, give me a job, please. And before that, I played Halloween by Phoebe Bridgers off her new album Punisher, which I've played before. And shout out to my friend Maddie, who texted me in all caps, are you playing Phoebe? And I said, of course I am. Halloween, come on. So we both love Phoebe Bridgers. She's great. And before that was Haunted House by Ryan Adams. I know, kind of a controversial figure. I did a podcast project on him in high school, and I keep saying I'm going to recreate it. Maybe this semester I will, where I talk about kind of his scandals and all that, but I do think you can separate the art from the artist, and I love him, and I'll never stop playing him. So, and I recently rediscovered his album 1989, or not his album, but he recorded a whole entire cover album of Taylor Swift's 1989, and his versions are incredible, and I just found that again, and I've been listening to that on repeat. It's really good. So that's that. Next up, an old Florence and the Machine track, and we'll just keep going along. It's getting spookier in the studio, and I'm the only one here, so it definitely feels like there's some ghosts floating around, probably somewhere in the record stacks. There's so many of them, there has to be ghosts somewhere in here. So let's keep going.
Thank you.
Hello. Okay, so we started off that set with My Boy Builds Coffins by Florence and the Machine. And then we played Howlin' for You by the Black Keys. I hope I'm doing well with my theme. And then Afraid of the Dark by the Frights, a local band from San Diego. I love them. And I chose the live version because it was recorded at my favorite venue in the whole world, the North Park Observatory. And also because no one's been to a concert in so long, I feel like we needed a little bit of that live feeling here in the studio today. And also because I'm writing an article in the upcoming issue of Tufts Melisma magazine about small local venues and how they've been impacted by COVID and how we can save them. And I love North Park and I love venues that are in Boston so much that I think we need to do our part. And hopefully in the future we'll get back to going to shows, but for now the radio will have to suffice. And since I don't have a lot of time left, I'm going to read my PSA. And I tried to pick the spookiest one I could find about blackout emergency preparedness. Ooh. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Tried my best. Picked the spookiest one I could find. And with that, I'm going to play a couple more songs, but I'll sign off now. This is Julia. You're listening to Hot Tub Tapes, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy Monday. Happy Halloween. I hope everyone has a good costume coming up. I hope everyone eats too much candy and is able to celebrate even if in these tough times. So have a great week, and I'll be back here next Monday at 3. And here is Dr. Doug.
Leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.